4 years ago. I think it was 3 years ago. Is a 30-year fix the right choice? And all the chapters, I tried, I'll pick up your reference to it earlier, they're written to be read in the office, meaning the bathroom, because that's where I do a lot of my reading, and people are busy today. And each chapter, you can get through in a matter of minutes. And each chapter does build upon the one prior, and 17 chronological chapters explaining from what credit is to trigger lists, two types of mortgages, 30-year fixed right choice, to doing, you know, an annual review. And then the last chapter is 17, how to choose a mortgage planner. We are all professionals that are listening to this phone call, most likely. And if you're a consumer listening to this phone call, it tells you how should you find a mortgage planner. And we in the book don't encourage calling me. No, I'm just an author. Yeah, I produce. But it's call the person who gave you the book. Sit down face-to-face with a local business person. So we're encouraging the readers to use this book with their mortgage planner that's local to their backyard, because that person is probably a pillar of the community, and that person could probably also recommend other services to their client if they need a financial planner, if they need a realtor, if they need a doctor, anything else, a whole host of things that work with an established professional. That's what we encourage within the book. But again, you know, getting back over to, you know, I know we talked earlier about Chapter 7. When clients understand all the questions, they're going to realize the power of the book. And then the next couple of chapters after that, 8 and 9, discuss an adjustable rate mortgage, and then 9 discusses interest only. The problem with adjustable rate mortgages, no one knows what they are. I have an arm. What kind of arm? I don't know. So we're going to explain what a 5-1 arm is, and we're going to explain what the 5 means, what the 1 means. But then more importantly, which most people leave out, we're going to explain the caps. And as you go through that, now clients are no longer scared of an arm because they understand how it works. And we use what we call hybrids. Now, it might have a fixed component for 5 or even 10 years, yet it's still an arm, and clients will understand that. So we think once they understand how it works and the leverage that you can create in freeing up cash flow by changing the structure of the mortgage, clients finally understand what it is that we as advisors are trying to teach them, and it makes our job a lot easier.
Correct, because what you're really doing then is you're looking at the client's situation and then matching the solution to the situation, and instead of just plugging and playing into the standard what everybody's been trained to ask for. So it's actually interesting that you mentioned that, and I think we've talked about different ways that you and your team leverage the book. You know, one of the ideas that just kind of popped in my head, though, is think about it, though. Even if the client doesn't read the book, how much credibility does that give you as an originator for just having handed out the book, caring enough to want to spend some money and give them something that's going to be valuable in their future, even and doing it like Chad did in advance of even having met with them, you know, not even at this point being sure that you get the deal, you're willing to invest that money in their education and helping them better understand the process they're about to go through. What kind of credibility does that give you as an originator? And I thought about one other thing is, you know, imagine what it would look like if you as an originator went out and bought, say, 10 copies of this and handed them out to your referral partners. Maybe slap a label on it that says, you know, provided by, and send it out to your referral partners. I mean, Dave, do you and your team do anything like that?
Oh, most definitely. And it's, you mentioned, you know, if you give this in advance to your client and doing the right thing, what is that? How does that make you look? And that's exactly the point. We, especially in today's headlines, have a very bad rap of pulling one over on the clients and making money on the client. Might be true by some people not. I'm not going to get into that in this phone call. But by us telling them what we know, you're saying, look, client, I'm not hiding anything. Here's my knowledge. Yes, you still need me to implement the knowledge because you don't know where to look for this stuff, but here's what I know. And now the client says, wow, you know, Eric has really taken an interest in me. I'm going to work with him, but the other guy wouldn't tell me anything. I mean, think about it. When you're trying to get a client, you don't tell them anything. Once you have a client, you tell them everything. Isn't that kind of backwards? If you don't tell the client something up front, why would they choose you as their mortgage planner?
Right.
So we encourage full disclosure. We encourage a flow of information right up front to the client, because your competition is just simply not doing that.
Right.
The competition is maybe quoting a rate, maybe giving them an answer to what they want, and or baiting and switching. Who knows what they're doing? But if you were to take the high road, become a professional that has a business with referral partners, then your clients are going to use you, as will referral partners. They're going to say, hey, look, you know what? use Dave and his team, use Eric and his team, because they're going to take the time that they should take to educate you and ensure you're in the right program for your circumstances.
Definitely.
And then as far as referral partners, most definitely. It's, again, if you're a realtor in a business, most realtors know how to sell real estate. They don't know much about mortgages. Financial planners, for that matter, and CPAs, you can become a certified financial planner, get your CFP designation, a little R circle after it, same with CPAs, and there is zero training as part of that coursework on mortgages. So when you bring this book to your CFPs and other professionals you're working with, and you have them review it, they're going to go, wow, I didn't know that. And you say, exactly, this is why you work with a guy like me, because we implement strategies like this. We take the time to explain this to our clients. So using with referral partners, and get the question, you had a few questions ago, getting back to the basics. Meeting with your referral partner with a reason, with a resource to do business with you. And this book can help accomplish that.
Definitely. And, you know, the information, one of the other things I loved about the book was that the information is laid out in such a way that, if your client did just have one specific question that they wanted an answer to, it's easy enough to look at the index and find where the information is. It's very clear. It's very transparent. But it's all really solid information that has a bigger picture, suggestion to it. So it not just helps the client understand what an arm is, for example, but it also lays out why it would be of value to one consumer versus another, and you give them something to kind of chew on as to how to make that decision as well. It doesn't advocate any one particular position, but it gives them the pros and cons of both sides so that as a consumer, they have the information to make the choices based on their specific situation. As an originator, you have the information that you share with the client to have that same discussion and to create what's the ideal strategy for that specific situation and case. I think we already talked a little bit about the intended audience.
I think that's good, if you don't mind me interjecting. I think you hit an important part right there. This book is not a sales pitch. Lee Brower, who those of you who have seen The Secret, he's with the Gratitude Rock. When he endorsed my book almost a month ago now, he asked me a question. He said, Dave, what's your goal with this book? What's your intention? Are you trying to sell mortgages? I said, definitely not, Lee. He said, go to my websites, try and find, call me for a mortgage. My goal with the book is to educate the consumer, to empower the consumer to take responsibility and control of their financial future. He said, great, thanks. Now I will endorse your book. And the point I'm trying to make is many books written have an agenda to sell a product. This one we're discussing across-the-board mortgages. Personally, do I believe in paying a mortgage down? No. Personally, I like using interest-only loans to create wealth for clients. However, even if you want that 30-year fixed or a 15-year fixed, or even if you want to pay it down as quickly as possible, the book will identify strategies that you need to go into that mix well in advance of your mortgage application, but also throughout the process to take better control and do better what you're doing. So yeah, it's kind of across all boards, all different concentrations, and that's why we're having several different authors who are best-selling authors endorsing the book, because they realize that this is really the book to help them get to the deeper investing books.
Definitely, definitely. So, and let's go ahead and start kind of tying this up. By the way, just to tie to what you mentioned, in fact, one of my favorite parts of the book, you asked me that question earlier, and I didn't know as I had a clear answer, but I'm pretty clear on it now. One of the things you mentioned, it's in the appendix. It's not even in the actual chapters, but one of the things that I found most valuable, and I think it's exactly that point you just made, is that it's about the consumer and helping them make the absolute best choices. The point of helping them slow down is like the appendix, 10 top mistakes you may have made with your current mortgage. It just lays it out, and it gives people the understanding of just that whole concept. Slow down, take a look at the bigger picture, think about the options, talk to professionals, get the right kind of advice, and as a consumer, make the best choices for them, for their specific situation. So, with that being said, Dave, is there anything else that we should know about the book or about any final thoughts you'd like to share with the audience of loan originators as to what they need to do to move forward?
Yeah, no, I think we've covered a lot, and I appreciate the time. I think, other things about it is that we really want to just encourage people to slow down, to get better educated. The book encourages working with a professional where you can look them in the eye. You know, most people make a mortgage decision, you know, over the phone in a couple minutes or worse over the internet. And we know what happens when you do business like that. It's typically something that you may regret down the road. But if you can look with the person you're working with, or if you can't necessarily because of just get a face-to-face, a very long, in-depth conference call explaining things, clients are going to become more, you know, attuned and more trusting of you. And people will do business with people who they know, who they like, and who they trust. And as you're giving more full disclosure to the client, the book will enable them. And in fact, a lot of companies of recently have been buying the book by the case are using it to train their own staff because they figure if my staff is better educated, they in turn can educate their clients. And there's a senior vice president for the northern region of a company, Financial Resources, here in New Jersey, guy John Lampkin, writes, "The information in this book is a must-read for first-time buyers, but I would also encourage all bankers and brokers to have all loan officers read this as part of their training program. The book does a great job of breaking down mortgage financing into simple terms." Because many people in our industry, they haven't had much training. Some people walk into an office, "Hey, I want to be an LO. Here's a phone, make a phone call." There's not a lot of training that happens in some of our states that don't have the licensing requirements. We discussed that as well. So it's really a good breadth of background for the average LO, even the experienced LO, to pick up. You know, one of the guys endorsed this said, "You know, I thought I knew everything. Been in business 15 years, but you've taught me three things we're not implementing into our practice."
And I know who that is, and he's a very educated and very knowledgeable originator. It surprised me that he mentioned that. But you know what? I found things in it that I hadn't thought about for years, all the way back to 99 and 2000, 2001, when we were originating with basically three products. I'm kidding. But anyway.
Yeah, it wasn't much more than that.
It really was, but it was about looking at, there were so many different options and variables to it as well that we had to look at the bigger picture. But I think you're absolutely right. And by the way, I appreciate you for mentioning that because this is even if you're a newer originator to the industry, you've only been in a couple of years, I think there's some very valuable resources in the book. I would encourage you to read it. It's a quick, easy read. Because you're going to find some information in there that's going to be incredibly valuable, not only to your consumers, even if you don't choose to use it as a marketing tool, even for your own knowledge, things that you will understand better, and looking at the way that, Dave, you've laid it out in the book, the originator, could even use similar ways of explaining those concepts to their clients. So, anyway, with that, let's go ahead and close the interview out. Dave, do you have any final comments?
No, I just want to, again, I want to thank you for your time. Hopefully we're able to deliver some value to your audience on why they should, you know. Actually, I gave a speech, you know, just two weeks ago in Hawaii. I was a keynote speaker for their annual mortgage bankers and brokers combined convention. And the title of my speech was, "Now is the time to be the advisor that your client wants and needs you to become." The consumer's been burned, and the headlines, if they haven't, the headlines says they were. So by slowing the process down, using resources, becoming interested in your clients, you will have that client endeared to you, and the full referrals that come out of something like that are really invaluable. So, you know, even if they buy my book and use it, great, I appreciate it. And you know, we have a goal to help 100,000 plus families in the next 12 months with the message in the book. Many of these families are having issues coming out of some of these teaser rate arms. But again, they use, we talked about those in Chapter 3, the option arm. When do we think it should be used and in what circumstances? And unfortunately, they were used by way too many people in all circumstances where they really weren't applicable. So, you know, if they want, you can visit pocketguidepress.com to get some more information about individual purchases. And also, we do sell them in cases of 20 at a discounted rate to the advisors.
Okay. And where do they go for that resource? Just the pocketguide.press?
You can go to pocketguidepress.com. You can also Google my name, davemudy.com, and you will get a link off of there. Or if you spell out the long title of the book, Mortgages, What You Need to Know.com, that will also take you over to there.
Definitely. Well, and I just want to close out with that final concept, because whether you use the book as a resource or not, hopefully if there's anything you've gotten out of this call, it's that exact concept. If you focus on educating and being interested in helping the consumer make the best choice, start with that focus in mind. There's no way you can't win. as you move forward with the use of these concepts. So, Dave, I want to thank you very much for your time. I appreciate the information that you've shared with us. I believe there's some very valuable information here for the originators. Now the challenge is take it and go apply it. Because knowledge by itself doesn't create anything. It's the action and refinement of that knowledge that will make a difference in your lives and in the lives of the consumers that you work with. So thanks again for your time, Dave.
My pleasure, Eric. Thank you.